Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW here at 1150 a.m. in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle here in the United States. I wanted to let you know, as we were as we started our program last hour for Clean Water for the Hopi and for both the Hopi and the Navajo in Arizona, as well as a new library, a library for the Hopi, this beautiful sunshine came in. As I brought on Mitchie and Leon and Ernest, so I just want to let you know the angels are here with us today, and I can always tell when they're in the studio because we always have this big, beautiful angelic light throughout the studio, and it feels really good. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know with everyone's help, we all work together, we can and make this, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to tell people of some wonderful events I'll be having next year. But before we start that segment of the program, President Kennedy has just come in, and he's asked me to play his Ask Not speech as a kind of, I wanted to play this at the end of the last hour, but it goes on continuation of that if we all work together, we can make this planet a better place. Nathan, if we could play that segment, it's just 45 seconds long, and then I'll come back.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
For the freedom of both men and women and humanity on this planet. We are rapidly going toward the ascension. The purpose of this program is, of course, to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today, because we're all doing it. The timelines have shifted. When I first started talking to Nostradamus back many years ago, the Earth was supposed to shift into the fifth dimension by the year 2038. Then, about 8 years ago or 5 years ago, it shifted to the year 2028, a gain of 10 years, because people were making better choices. Then it shifted again a couple of years ago to the year 2025. Now, because of people's good choices and the fact that we are all working together now to create a better planet, the timeline for shifting into the fifth dimension now has shifted to June-July timeframe of the year of next year, 2020. And 2020 is more than just it's more than just the numbers. It also means clarity, of course, and eyesight. And the only difference is that the planet will not shift all at once into the fifth dimension. Instead, parts of it will shift. One part that will be shifting first, among the first, is Mount Shasta in beautiful Northern California. I will be going back to Mount Shasta July 1st through the July 8th period of 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. And for those of you especially on my July trip, it should be very interesting because if, for example, you fly into Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, or San Francisco, California, or even Los Angeles, and then drive up to Shasta, you'll go from the third dimension into the fifth dimension, and there'll be quite a bit of distortion when you do that. There is a physicality in each dimension as you move up the chain of creation. There's actually 12 different dimensions. We exist here in the third. We're going into the fourth now, and then into the fifth. By next summer, parts of the Earth will shift into the fifth. We will actually, I've been told, have people from Telos walking around at our campsite at Mount Shasta next July and June. So it should be a pretty amazing experience. Also, twice next year, from January 23rd through February 7th, 2020, and again, from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting Cusco and Ollantaytambo, Pisac and the Sacred Valley, Puno, the Nazca Lines in Paracas, which has on the coast of Peru, which has a beautiful museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. We'll be also meeting local Inca shaman, and as well as having some amazing experiences. We will also be having on the January trip a Buddhist Tibetan Buddhist monk coming along with us, who's just said he's coming, and Marcela Vasquez, who splits her time between Colorado and Cusco, Peru. Marcella is a very special person, a lady who has regular direct and face-to-face contact with people from the Andromeda Galaxy. She's had that contact for decades, and so it should be amazing. I've also been told that I'll be physically going into the Hollow Earth when I visit Machu Picchu this time in January. People are welcome to come along with me into the Hollow Earth if they like, as long as they are high positive vibration and we get clearance from the people of the Hollow Earth. If you're interested in coming on this trip, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is $497 per person. Accommodations and airfare are extra. I know that the airlines have been running some specials recently. A few months ago, it was as little as $216 U.S. dollars from Vancouver, Canada, all the way down to Lima, Peru, and back. So I think the airfares have probably gone up by now, but you can still find some good deals going down to Peru. It's a beautiful country full of wonderful people. So if you'd like to go, please let me know. Also, I've mentioned this before, but I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice next year, from July 1st to the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. There's all kinds of miracle healings which happen on Mount Shasta, and so it should be an exciting trip. The cost is just $200 per person, and if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, Nathan, if you could please play that beautiful Inca flute music as part of this segment, that would be great. We'll play this, and I'll be back in just a second. This music is so beautiful. One of the things you'll realize when you land in Cusco, Peru, your vibrations start to go up. You can feel it. The city itself is in the fourth dimension, and it's a beautiful, very beautiful and magic place. It's part of what's called the Sacred Valley in Peru, where you have a series of sacred ancient Inca cities along from Cusco all the way going up to Machu Picchu. So if you do come on the trip, I guarantee that you'll have a good time. You'll feel your vibrations start to rise immediately as soon as you get off the plane in Cusco. With that, of course, is that we've got some – this is an amazing time to be alive, and I'll be having – the purpose of this show, of course, is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And as part of that, every year I have what's called my Galactic Wisdom Conference. And this year I'm having some fabulous people coming. I'll be having Alex Collier, who's a Andromeda contactee. The Andromeda Galaxy is the closest galaxy to this Milky Way galaxy. The people there from the Andromeda Galaxy actually have blue skin. And as the younger they are, the lighter blue skin they are, and the older they are, the darker blue skin they have. But they're very benevolent and loving. They live in the fifth and sixth dimensions and higher dimensions in the Andromeda Galaxy. And Alex is in contact with them constantly. So he's a fascinating fellow. He'll be coming to the conference in person. I also spoke to Simon Parks today earlier about him coming to the conference. He will be coming in person to the conference as well. So if you'd like to meet Simon, please come to our conference in March in Olympia, Washington. Of course, Michiko Hayashi, Michi's there. She's with the Moto Peace Project. She's the director of the Moto Peace Project. She'll be there giving her presentations. She also does Hado treatments as well, and she'll be coming on in just a few minutes to tell you about the kind of work she does. James Redfield, who's the famous author of The Celestine Prophecy, which was published in the 1990s, it also was made into a movie. James is a wonderful fellow. He'll be coming in person as well. So if you'd like to meet Mr. Redfield in person, please come to my conference in March. Jerry Pollack, he's a famous University of Washington water professor. He'll be coming and giving a presentation. It's amazing the kind of talent we have right here in the Seattle area. Professor Pollack discovered what's called the fourth phase of water, where water is more than just solid, liquid, and gas. It also has a fourth phase in between liquid and solid that he says has many useful benefits and purposes. So, and I know that many people know about him, but he'll give a presentation on Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, or March 14th during the conference. Rex Baer of the LEAK Project will be coming as well. Rex is a wonderful man. He's got, I think, 500,000 viewers on YouTube, and he does a lot of work to raise consciousness. He'll be there in person as well. Carolyn White will be there. She's a wonderful aura reader. She'll be coming on in a few minutes to talk about her work. Jill Tower is a great psychic, and she also does what's called Theta Healing from Montana. She'll be coming in as well. And last but not least, Mitchie, who's we had during the first hour, and she's here as well, and she'll tell us a little bit about now her Hado healing and techniques she uses. Mitchie, are you there?
Hi, Ted. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Good. Tell us a little bit about your Hado healing and how you can help people with that, Hado techniques.
Okay. This is what Dr. Emoto originally started to do, and he healed people using this machine called Hado machine. Hado means vibration. Mm-hmm. He had this Hado machine called MRA, Magnetic Resonance Analyzer. And how he used it was to detect the root cause of the problem that client had, and transmitted information into water and made imprinted personalized water to balance, to make the neutralize the vibration for the people, and had those clients drink their own personalized water. And that's how he helped more than 10,000 people, including severe cancer diseases also. And I'm using this evolved version of the machine and help people and make their own water to help resolve the problems. So that's what I do. And I will be bringing the machine, and I will be explaining how this machine will help people, because if they want to buy that, I think they can make, I know that they can make their own personalized water for their own family, for himself, herself, or for their friends to drink every day. And drinking their own personalized water every day is the most helpful water for them, because our vibration changes every day. So I will be bringing machine also and explain what they are.
That's wonderful. Now, you're also interested, you're also working on a project. I remember talking to you about it, about creating sustainable communities. Maybe not sustainable is not the right word, but
it's community.
Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes. Starting this year, I started to talk about people, about making eco-friendly community with zero waste.
Oh,
there's,
wow.
And based on in the center of community, I have the image of making this fountain with a hexagonal shape of love and gratitude. And from that water, this water goes to all the houses and schools. And after that, the water will be purified again and go to the farms where we can make our own vegetables and everything by ourselves. And we will be sharing the community with old people who are living alone and do not have the family anymore. And biological family does not mean we are the only family. We can be family with other people also if we resonate and support each other. So the children whose parents are working till late, and they stay a lot of times, they stay alone and wait for their parents, can be spending time with those elder people who have wisdom, love, and time, and they enjoy spending time together, help each other. And that's kind of the community I would like to make. And I already have the support, people who are contributing some part of the property to make this kind of community. So I'm going to start working on that next year.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, some sociologists say that with the advent of the Industrial Revolution in England back several centuries ago, families ended up breaking apart because they couldn't live close to one another anymore, and they didn't produce their own produce. And so, but this sounds like a return to old values, traditional values, where You create groups of people which have relations with each other and support each other. That's a,
exactly.
That's a beautiful concept. Yeah, and I think it's really needed too. Yeah.
With the Hopi's prophecy rock shows how we can continue our beautiful earth when we combine this technology and spirituality. So that means the Hopi's prophecy rock is showing how important it is for us to combine this technology. Without technology, it's going to be old-fashioned. But combining our new technology, AI could be something good if we use it really well,
right.
I think. So what I want to do is combine technology and our spirituality, loving and sharing.
That's a beautiful concept. Prophecy Rock, for those of you listening today or not familiar with it, it's a rock thousands of years old, found on the Hopi Reservation, where it has two timelines. One timeline is where humanity goes in a zigzag pattern, starts to go upward, but there's a lot of problems. There's wars, conflict, disharmony, and then the line terminates, meaning that the civilization terminates. It's ended. We ended up destroying ourselves. There's a second one where people live in harmony and peace and harmony with each other, and that goes on all the way around this rock, and that's thousands of years old. So the lesson is that we really have two choices, and this is the pivotal time right now, that we have a choice of either ending civilization, which I don't think we do, we will, but instead making the right choices to live in harmony with each other. What's interesting about the prophecy rock as well, that there's five segments to it, as if to mean that this time now is a straight line, and as we go into this fifth dimension, this ascension process, we have the choice, we have the opportunity now to create a sustainable, I hate to use the word sustainable because it's been misused, but a society which is in peace and balance with each other, and create a beautiful paradise here on Earth. This is the destiny of planet Earth, and this is what all light workers now and everyone wants, of course, listening to this program, to create a better planet, a happier planet. And so, thank you, Mitchy, for that beautiful sharing of those ideas. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and once I start doing that in Japan, then I would like to start spreading in other countries so that everybody will be able to live in that community with the same mind, kind and loving and caring people will be sharing that whole community.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, one of my favorite people on the line now is Carolyn White from Olympia. She's a wonderful medium and psychic and an aura reader. She'll be at my conference and giving a presentation. Carolyn, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, thank you. And hi to all of you listeners out there. And a little bit tired because we've been doing kitty rescuing.
Oh, how nice.
One of our little kitties decided that he was going to wake up at 3:30 last night. And It's all good, and it's all for a good cause. So,
Good. Well, Carolyn and her husband Jerry have a heart of gold, and they rescued a family of mama cat and the kitties. I don't know where Daddy Cat is. The father. He probably owes child support. He skipped town. I don't know the full story. But I know that the mama cat, you took the mama cat and you've taken care of and you've found homes for all the other kitties. So that's good. That's good.
And we have them so that they do not go forth and multiply any longer. And got them their shots and looked at to see how they were healthy. So,
okay.
It was so we did our part to help the cat population to keep it in check.
I'm so glad you did that. Well, Carolyn, you'll be at my conference. Mitchie's on the line too. You can say hi to her for you.
Hi, Mitchie. How's it going?
Hi, Carolyn. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for being here.
One of the things that you were saying about the hollow water. And it's something that Jerry and I do with the Aura and Chakra Imaging. Part of it is because we're marrying ancient wisdom with modern technology. So that's how we can see, and I put that in quotes, what your chakras are doing and the aura colors and what energies that you're bringing in. But I know that in we've been doing this since 2005, and we've also worked with people with a validation that have has their specific hot water made for them, whatever the vibration that they need to do is to fill in. And we've seen that. We've done a lot of before and afters of people that have been using the hot water, and it is amazing how much that the energy and the chakras are aligned, how brighter the colors become, the more congruent the overall person's energy. So I just wanted to mention that, that I've, and we work with other things too, with crystals and Todd Wilson's energy disc, and they all are awesome modalities. And we've seen with a hollow water, just in within several weeks, how it has really elevated that person's vibration so that they are radiant beings, like we all are, of light and energy and love. It's just sometimes that we get that interference in our lives, and we need to realign our vibrations and kind of fine-tune ourselves. And that's one of the things that I've seen, that, that the hollow water is able to do, and actually have visible proof of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You know, it's an exciting time, isn't it? There's two components to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. One section, one part of it, is focused in on extraterrestrial life and psychic phenomena. But we also have a very large component of the conference, which focuses on healing. And that's what both of you do.
And well-being.
And I think that's so important nowadays, as the planet starts to shift into the fifth dimension, that people, Western medicine, it's okay, but it's got a lot to be desired. And it almost never addresses any kind of spiritual issues people may have that led to the physical or problems.
Yeah, and because aligning chakras and also having this well-balanced vibration of each person, I think that really helps people stay well without getting diseases, and no one wants to get sick. So the thing we can do is prevent ourselves from getting sick. Mm-hmm. And then we can stay very healthy and happy and kind and, you know, enjoy our lives. So that's what we want to do, getting into this beautiful era of the Earth.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There's... Well, I think also our friends like Andromeda, is that they are more highly aware and evolved. And they're living at the higher vibration. They're living in the sixth density. Mm-hmm. And as we humans, if we can, each one of us, and that's the challenge, but each one of us, if we can do something every day to raise our vibration, whether it be keeping ourselves healthy, using the hotter water, thinking kind thoughts, loving thoughts, helping other people, that just takes us that much closer. And I think that the thing is that our friends that are not of this particular planet are here really to help us and to help us understand and to be the teachers and the givers of wisdom. And I think that's important, that the two, sometimes if you think, well, UFOs and spirituality and healing, they're really different facets of the same jewel.
Same thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I have a wonderful healer coming into us now from Montana named Jill Tower. She's friends with other friends of mine who do theta healing in where she lives there, but she's coming to the conference in March in Olympia. Jill, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you could come on today. I want to introduce you to Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. She's live from Tokyo right now. She does wonderful Hado healing. And Michi, why don't you say hi to Jill?
I think I know you, Jill.
Yes.
Yes, I
think
I know you
do.
Too. Hi,
yeah,
you?
Well, good to talk to you. So nice to be here with you, Jill.
Yeah, it's nice to be here, too.
Well, I'm so excited you're coming to Galactic Wisdom Conference in March.
Yes, and, I am.
And the second person I want to Carolyn White. She's a wonderful aura reader. Carolyn, say hi to Jill.
Well, hello, Jill, and welcome. It's good to have you on, and I will be there in March. We will meet and get, and you never know, it might be warmer here than it is in Montana in March.
you never know. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look forward to meeting you there.
Well, good. Well, good, Jill. Jill, tell us a little bit about Theta Healing. I know you're a very good psychic and a medium, and how you help people with Theta Healing. And what is Theta Healing, by the way, a little bit?
A psychic healing modality. We work with belief systems and changing the DNA.
Uh-huh.
And so Theta Healing session would look like any fears, any issues that you may have that you are holding you back in this life, we can work on those to change those, change your beliefs and change your fears and release your fears so that you are able to raise your vibration and move forward in the new vibration on the planet.
Wow. That's wonderful. Well, you know, Mitchie, you do that same thing, but you do it with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Carolyn, you do the same thing, but you do it through aura reading and your own natural abilities as a psychic. So you're really all doing the same thing, but different ways to do it.
Exactly. I think that's important because different people respond to different modalities.
That's true.
And
exactly.
They're not all... you know, that's one of the shortcomings, I think, of our North American education system for the younglings is that it's a cookie cutter. And all of us learn differently. All of us process things differently. And we're, you know, we're taking, the three of us, many, many others, we're all taking our own unique approach. The thing is that I know myself, I give people tools. Mm-hmm. And they can use those tools or not. When they use those tools, they may find that they work to a certain point and then they need something else. They've gone to a plateau. So they need to approach their challenges and what they want to be doing with their life from another aspect. So I think that this is wonderful that we're all after the same outcome. We're all here to help other people, and we're all here to help other people understand themselves and to raise their vibration and become more than they are right now. And that's the thing is that we're here to help in our own unique ways. And if we connect with one person or we connect with many, we're still helping those individuals.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mitchie, I hope you don't mind me asking you this, but there's a new book that's come out. Could you tell my listeners about it, please?
Oh, thank you. Yes. This is we just published the new book called Messages from Water, The Final. We just received this books on the 2nd of December and started to distribute or sell them from our office called Office Masaru Emoto. Our laboratory took a lot of new pictures of crystals from, of course, 528 hertz solfeggio frequency, and that makes beautiful crystals, also all from all the different places of sacred waters and after the wars, showing different wars such as blessing and world peace or freedom, realization, all the, and also the, another thing that interesting is Hopi emblem of shield. We say that it's a we call them people of peace, and this water crystal shows such a beautiful crystal also. And whoever, and also we have comments and messages, beautiful messages from scientists such as Dr. Pollack or Dr. Korotkov of consciousness, the professor of the consciousness at the University of Saint Petersburg in Russia, and other other specialists and people who were connected with Dr. Emoto, supporters of Dr. Emoto, gave us all the beautiful messages. And so this book has such high vibration itself. And as soon as I saw this book, I had goosebumps because this book itself is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And also it's got really high vibration. So I will be bringing some of the books so that people, if people want to buy, they can buy them at the Galactic Wisdom Conference. Also, they can buy them from I think Amazon.com, or contact us at our office, or me, Hayashi@Haddo.com. I can give it to you, give you my email address later.
Wonderful. How much will the book cost?
That's 2,200 yen. That's about $21.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Per book. It's yeah. really big.
That's
it's a
reasonable.
Coffee table book. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really beautiful.
Wonderful.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, you can see that book on the online or my on my Facebook of Michiko Hayashi. I will. I'm showing that there's some part of the books also in my Facebook.
Now, one thing I, Mitch, you tend to be modest, and so I'm going to bring this out. Tell us about the story about the fellow from Australia who you were able to help in the spring, who was coming to the Haddo school, and the doctors in their way. They said that he wasn't going to live. Tell me how you helped him.
Okay, well, this friend who lives, he was in Australia, going to come to Tokyo to take Haddo instructor school. Mm-hmm. And 1 month before that, he contacted me by messenger on their Facebook. And he said he's trying to focus his good health because he has this skin cancer, and it's been hurting him so badly. And he was at this before. And he did not know whether he can heal himself and be able to come to Tokyo. I told him, I said, with your permission, could I do healing using my Haddo machine? And he said, of course, if you can, I appreciate you so much. So I said, well, please send a photograph of your face photograph so I can start doing that. And let me know exactly what you have, so I can make your water as well as sending the healing energy to you. So I did it for about probably 10, 12 times. Then a week before the Haddo instructor school, he sent me a text message and he said, miracle happened. His cancer is all gone. So he got well.
That's
and came
wonderful.
To Tokyo.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I was really happy.
Tell us a second case where a lady, this was in the spring of last year, where a lady had had really poor relations with her daughter for the last 20 years. She hadn't talked to her in 20 years. The lady itself, she was in her mid-late 60s, and she said, look, I'm not getting any younger, and I want to get in contact with my daughter again, but it's just nothing but fights, and I haven't talked to her in 20 years. And so tell us a little bit about what happened then.
Okay, at that time, that was after, right after Galactic Wisdom Conference, and Yoshi, the expert who developed this Haddo machine, the evolved version of Haddo machine that I am using, was there physically. He helped this woman and made her water to help with this problem that she had with her own daughter. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was 2 days after she started drinking this her personalized water, her daughter called her, and they recovered their relationship, and she was very happy. And that things like that happen. I mean, it doesn't happen to everyone, mm-hmm. but when they really believe in this water and their own personalized water, and mm-hmm. when they really work on that, it just aligns and it just works. And not to everyone, but many times it works. So that's something that I would like to say.
That's wonderful. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, Mitchie, but do you have any more examples you'd like to share briefly, and then we'll go.
Well, with the movie producer Tetsu Shiratori, had the brain tumor, mm-hmm. the really severe brain tumor, and none of the medical doctors here could give him the surgery.
Right.
Yeah, at that time. So he said whether he's going to die or help himself. So he remembered that he was Dr. Moto's one of the students and made a movie called Stone Age that was based on Dr. Moto's healing, Hado healing, mm-hmm. using this water. So he went to Yoshi and started making his own water and drinking his own water. And what happened was after 6 months, brain tumor was gone, and he's still staying well. More than 10 years now.
One of the things I remember from reading about that episode is that he, in a past life, it turned out that he had been attacked by a lion.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. Maybe in India or China.
No, he was in Africa.
In Africa.
And he was a young boy at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the lion, of course, attacked him in his head, chomped down on mm-hmm. his head, and mm-hmm. that's where The tumor was, yeah. That's where the tumor was.
Yeah.
So it was a past life episode.
Exactly.
And
it's karma, karmic thing, yeah.
Karma had come back, yeah. I know that for myself, for many years, I was born with a hole in my chest, and they called it a birth defect. Well, back, it must have been, let's see, what year? It must have been over 20 years ago. I had it taken out, finally. And it turned out that's where I was shot and killed by the Nazis in 1944 in Berlin.
Mm.
And I carried that scar mm-hmm. back with me. And, of course, it's all gone now. It's healed. So I feel fine.
Mm, good.
But,
you know, everybody has karmic problems. I mean, all the negative phenomena that happens to us, I mean, personally or collectively, is mostly from subconscious mind, that is from karma, negative karma.
Sure.
So
sure.
If we start to heal these negative karma and do something good, that's the most important thing.
Oh, yeah.
We doing something good, thinking mm-hmm. something good, helping other people, being compassionate, mm-hmm. loving, helping, that will really help resolve the negative karma. So, and then also aura healing and theta healing, Hado water, all these things are helping from different angles.
I'm sure, Jill, I'd like to bring you on and then go to Carolyn. Jill, I know that you'll have some interesting things to say about theta healing, because that does the same thing, doesn't it? It changes your belief system, what's happened.
That's exactly right, Ted. And we heal from the source, which I believe all healing is, I would like to think. And mm-hmm. so my part in it is just to make the command and witness it. And it is really important at this point in time on the planet to remove all of the past that is holding you back,
mm-hmm.
so that we can move into the higher vibration that's here and that's going to be coming here more and more. So theta is a wonderful way to do it. And like Mitchie said, and that, you know, we can all these healing modalities can help, but it's really important that we all do that. I've witnessed some wonderful healings, amazing healings with Theta too.
Go ahead and give us an example. That'd be great.
One man came to my porch, and he had been across the street cutting down a tree in the park, and the chainsaw he was up in the tree, and the chainsaw had swung around and whapped his index finger and broke it.
Oh, no.
And you could see that it was broken, and it was really swollen, and I said, okay, well, sit down, and so we did a session, and we both witnessed his finger, the swelling go completely down, and his bone reconnect. It was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah, he was open to receive, and he got the healing.
It's like going to Mount Shasta and witnessing healings there, which we call miracles, and the miracle healing that you just spoke about. But we call them miracles only because we don't understand the processes. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things in Theta.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it is a wonderful way to get rid of some of the old belief patterns that we don't even realize we have sometimes.
Sure.
Some of those belief patterns can hold us back.
Sure.
So we really need to learn some technique or go to someone that is able to help us with that
so
we can move forward.
Oh, what a beautiful thought. And I know, Carolyn, you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is being basically, you know, what we think, our thoughts, is what we become. And if there's things that are holding us from our growth, that are diminishing our life, our light, then we need to discover what they are and remove those barriers and let our light shine through.
Sure.
In essence, because we are. We're magnificent, sovereign beings of light and energy.
Right.
And I think that there's a lot of things that have to do with karma. And also, and this is something that I know, Ted, you've been working on, I've also seen the effect of extreme electromagnetic frequency pollution in people's lives and how it's impacted them in their energy field.
Sure.
And then when they remove, turn the Wi-Fi off in their house, don't sleep with their cell phones on, it makes a big difference. There was a lady on a couple about a year and a half ago, that I was looking at her energy field, and I said, you have to see, you know, what's going on with Wi-Fi, and that she says, oh, my family moved in with me, they brought all these contraptions, the router's in my bedroom, and this, and I said, well, you know, I said, if I could see this impacting on your energy field, you might want to go home and take a look at turning these things off, and not sleeping with your cell phone in your room and keeping it. So it's interesting, about 6 months later, she came up to me. We were at, I think I had a cold crystal at the fair, and she said, I just have to tell you something. Because I got rid of all of my Wi-Fi and turned it off at night, and I had much better sleep. She said, a couple days ago, I got home. It was late. I just put my purse down in bed, and she said, I just had a more time sleep. Then when I got up in the morning, I looked over, my purse was on the floor. She says, guess what was in my purse? I left my cell phone in there.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
So there's, there's so many different, and this is why I say that it's good that we have different ways of looking at things. There's so many different things that a lot of it is, can be environmental issues. I look at it that we have, it's like the layers of the onion. There's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And a lot of times, by the time things get physically manifest, that there's either been like a spiritual, a karmic, cause, and then it's kind of filtered down to the mental, our thoughts, how we think about ourselves, how we think about our body, how we think about others. So it is, it's just, there's just so many wonderful tools that we have that are part of the ancient wisdom, and they're, we have modern metaphors for applying this and being able to help people.
Carolyn, one thing I remember, you told me that you were, when you were out at the ocean shores, we were both at a fair several weeks ago or last month, that you slept really well because there wasn't any electronics around. Remember?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have, we keep our electronics in the house to the minimum, but we were staying at Ocean City State Park, and there's absolutely no Wi-Fi or cell phone signal out there.
Yeah.
And we were sleeping in our aluminum vintage Airstream, which is like a Faraday cage.
Right.
And I just, I always sleep well. I really slept well, and I had just some of the most vivid, lucid dreams the several nights we were out there. So it does make a big difference.
One of the things that Billy and Zora from the Hollow Earth told me years ago, you and husband Jerry really helped me out with my book, The Messages from the Masters. They said, turn your phone off, get away from all electronics, and meditate, and just write your book, not on a computer, but just write longhand, they said. And because you'll get ideas, and you'll get your mind clear. So that's, I remember that very well. Mitchie and Jill, have you experienced the same thing, getting away from electronics? Did you felt clarity?
Yeah, for sure. A few things that you can do are take black tourmaline and put it in your windows.
Oh.
It will help block the EMFs from any cell phone towers or anything that you've got going on.
Okay.
Or there's Borgonite, it'll help, or black obsidian. They also help.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
oh, good.
And
wonderful.
Of course,
we can do that.
And of course, in theta, we can go in and remove all of that from your personal space,
mm-hmm.
Which is a nice thing.
Yeah.
But as long as you still have it, it's still going to be there.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has just been fascinating, and I hope. Now, one thing before I forget, could you all please give your emails or websites or also if you could give your bank account information with your Social Security numbers and passwords for my audience? I'm just kidding about that. But if you could give your websites and email accounts so people could call you if you want, give your phone numbers out so people can call you in the middle of the night. But some way to reach you for if they want it, like a healing, whatever. Mitchie, why don't you go first? Go ahead and give your emails out.
Okay, well, thank you. My email is Hayashi, Hayashi, at hado.com. And my website is EPP@emoto.peace.net.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you
wonderful.
So much.
And you'll be available to do HADO sessions for people in March. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Late February in March.
Okay,
also.
good. I want people to know that. And Carolyn, if you could give my pleasure. Give out your bank account numbers along with your phone numbers or some way to reach you would be great. Thanks.
I can give you my Nigerian bank account number.
Good. That's good, yeah.
Two websites, and I have contact forms on them. One that's basically the aura and chakra imaging with Jerry is chakracoach.me. That's www.chakracoach.me. And then I also have another one that's more about my writings and speaking, and that is Carolyn White, PhD.com.
So she's in the company.
Carolyn White, White, PhD.com, all one word.
Wonderful. Well, you're an accomplished author, and you have written many books, wonderful books about chakras and all
Thank
kinds
you.
Of things. Yeah, absolutely. So do check out our websites. And Jill, would you mind giving out your bank account numbers and contact information?
Sure.
Okay.
My website is 2, www.2crazygems.com.
Isn't that fun?
And
yeah.
And crazy. My phone number is 406-321-1433.
Okay.
And I do phone healing.
Okay.
And distance healing, so they work just as well.
Great, great.
And thanks so much for having me on your show, Ted.
Oh, absolutely. We've got 3 minutes left. And Carolyn, why don't you wrap up your wonderful interview today, and Mitchie. And if we have time, Jill, if you want to say something extra too, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Ted, I just want to let everyone know that Ted's going to also be at the Cosmic Awareness Fair, January 18th, 2020.
That's right.
At his table, he's going to be talking. He's going to be doing a wonderful presentation there, telling you all about his new book that he's writing. And that's also where the Galactic Wisdom Conference is held at 9101 Silicon Loop Southeast in Olympia. So come and see Ted there, because he won't be at the conference. He's going to be running around. But there at the fair, you can pin him down and you can ask him anything that you want to. So.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Mitchie, some words of wisdom to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Words of wisdom?
Yes.
Okay, words of wisdom from water. Water shows that we are all connected, and the being loving and kind and respectful for other people will be the most beautiful thing that we can all be, and that will be the clue that to make this whole earth a peaceful place. So I know that everybody wants to live in peaceful. So let's be in love and gratitude.
Okay, wonderful.
I will be bringing these beautiful children's books, and along with the newly published book, The Messages from Water, the final also. So please come see us.
How nice. Thank you. Thank you so much,
Mitchie,
for sharing your words of wisdom today.
Well, thank you.
And Jill, quickly, 20 seconds. Just want to wrap up your wonderful interview today, too.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on, and look forward to being at the Galactic Conference. And it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely wonderful, wonderful place with lots of good speakers and lots of good people there.
Absolutely.
So, well, looking forward to it.
Can't wait to have you there. The website for more information is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you register before December 31st, the cost for the conference is just $125. After January 1st, it goes up to $197. So please register soon if you're coming. And Nathan, let's play Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension, the last few seconds of the show today, if you can. And I want to thank everyone listening so much today. We're entering into a new age right now. And Merry Christmas early to everyone, and Happy New Year. I thank you so much again for listening today. Next week from today, we'll be having Simon Parks. He says he's really going to come on this time. So I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. And thank you so much, Mitchie, Carolyn, and Jill, for coming on the show today. I hope everyone.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to everyone.
All right, my friends. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.